Y'all notice how, okay, so I offered Big Fatty a home at the Remarkably Marked podcast to talk about any kind of quiz programs, and immediately thereafter he went out and searched out Tim to teach him how to podcast. Fuck you, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. This is episode 24 of the BFO for Thursday, March 6th, and Big Fatty is in Mexico, in Cozumel, and I'm out on, is it Paradise Island or, no, Passion Island. Oh, Lord, that ought to make you throw up. Ooh, Passion, Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Well, everyone, I hope you're doing well. Did you survive yesterday without me? I think that's the first time Big Fatty has missed a day, but I can guarantee you I'm going to miss another one on Monday because the ship don't get back until Sunday, and Big Fatty don't get home until midnight. And, you know, as much as I love you, sorry. Now, I hope that since you didn't have a show yesterday, you'll forgive me because you have a special treat today and tomorrow. Yes, that's right. It's a two-day version of The Gays, and this is with Auntie Vera Charles from Vera Speaks. And you've heard me talk about Auntie Vera Charles, but y'all, these next two episodes of The Gays are really, really, really going to entertain you, and they're just wonderful, okay? And not that all of them aren't wonderful, but I'm just telling you, you're really going to enjoy the next 2 days. So, without further ado, not that there was any ado, here's The Gays.
Auntie Vera's House of Happiness, how may I help you?
Oh, sweet Mother of God.
Hi, Big Fatty.
How are you, Auntie Vera?
I'm old and bitter, my sweet friend.
Oh,
how are you?
It's so nice. Come sit next to me. We'll
okay.
We'll just
Is there enough room?
Yeah, we'll just be twins.
Okay.
Okay. For everyone who doesn't know, you've heard me speak about Auntie Vera Charles.
Say moi.
That's it. And today we have Auntie Vera on The Gays, and I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am. I am like a little schoolgirl today.
Well, you know, you have that quality about you anyway, so now it's expressing itself in such lovely ways.
I'm touching myself inappropriately also, by the way.
Well, I'm wearing my schoolgirl uniform. I put it on just for you today. I'm wearing my little plaid skirt and my penny loafers.
Now, y'all, you know damn good and well that's not true. You know, when two old people get together, they talk about bowel movements and the medicine they're on. And before we started this call, he had to run pee and I had to go take a dump. So all we got to do now is talk about our medications a little bit later on.
Now that we've evacuated and we can move forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, for people who don't know who the fuck you are, because, you know, we're over here on the right coast and you're over there on the left coast.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, sometimes the potosphere is very small sometimes, and yet it's very large sometimes. And I didn't know who the fuck you were 2 weeks ago. And
we now, have to thank Eric for that.
We do have to thank Eric, the Southern boy, for that.
Yes.
And so I don't know that my listeners and your listeners probably cross over very much yet.
Right.
But I have a feeling they're going to, because we have a mutual admiration society, everyone.
Yes, we do.
And we talk about each other all the time on our respective shows. But tell everyone a little bit about Auntie Vera Charles. And I'm going to listen quietly because I want to hear it also.
Okay. I am, just the facts, ma'am, I am a 51-year-old gay actor, living in Los Angeles with my angel husband of nearly 25 years and our angel dog. She's our daughter, really, but she looks like a dog. And, well, I mean, she's actually, she has four legs.
Ah, okay.
I mean, she isn't. Oh, God. I mean, oh, my God. Yeah, we have a really ugly child. No. Jesus. This is a good start, Fatty.
It's
yes,
perfect.
I have a deformed child. No, we have our dog is a Weimaraner, and her name is Hooney. And I started.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hooney the Weimaraner.
The Weimaraner.
Okay, I'm sorry. I always fuck things up. So
that's
anyway,
all right.
Go ahead.
And her name is Hooney, which is actually a podcast in itself. Why the poor thing's name is Hooney, but I won't bore you with that. And I started podcasting 88 episodes ago, and I try to do three a week. And I blogged before that, was blogging for a year. And the reason, and I will make this brief, my sweet friend, the reason that I am anti Vera Charles is because probably 4 years ago or so, I was very new to the internet. I was very new to computers, and I started lurking around this message board with all of these clever gay men who were throwing these this they had this wonderful repartee going, and they were throwing these bon mots back and forth, and I felt very inept. And so I lurked for the longest time, and then one evening I had about three martinis and suddenly got all kinds of courage. And decided to join in the conversation on this message board finally. And I needed to come up with some kind of name because you just didn't use your name then at all. You were never who you really were. And I had just watched Anti-Mame the night before and laughed my ass off at Coral Brown's Vera Charles drunk. So I thought, how appropriate that I will be Anti-Vera Charles, your lovable lush aunt. And so that's why I'm Vera Charles, and that's in a nutshell my story, my friend.
Okay, and you live in Los Angeles?
Yes, I live outside of Los Angeles in a suburb called Woodland Hills. It's in the San Fernando Valley where Valley Talk started.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, totally. And
is the San Fernando Valley? Obviously it's not west of Los Angeles, but is it east or north or south or—
Oh, you know what? You're asking me things that I am so lame at, and I always turn to my husband and say, are we east? Are we west? How old are we? How long are we? I couldn't tell you if I'm east or west of L.A. I just know that it's a major, major, major suburb.
Okay.
Let me think. Just a second. I'll put on my thinking cap. I think that we are west.
You can't be west we are of closer... L.A. because you'd be in the Pacific Ocean.
No, but no, there is space.
Oh, okay.
There is space. Yes, we're between Hawaii and the coast of California.
Okay.
No, there is space. There is space between L.A. City proper and the coast.
Okay. Because okay. I've visited L.A. many times before, so I'm just not sure where different places out there are. So, and I'm coming out there in July.
No way.
I am.
What are you doing out here?
Well, I'll tell you that off the air. But I'm going to be in Palm Springs, and I may do a day trip into LA or something. So,
and we could have an adult beverage together, perhaps.
Well, if there's going to be a beverage, it's going to be an adult beverage. I can assure you of that.
Thank you, doctor.
So, anyway.
Now what I'm doing right now is I'm looking up a little map here so I can take, because I feel like an absolute asshole, but that's the way I feel most of my life.
Well, right.
Okay. Well, there is what it looks like is we are a bit north and west of Los Angeles proper.
Okay, so you're north and west of Los Angeles.
Yes, just a little bit though, because we're still in Los Angeles County. It's huge. It's very widespread.
Okay,
like my ass.
Oh Lord, yours and mine.
I didn't mean. You know, I meant to as it sits on the chair, not as oh dear God, where I didn't want to go with
right,
that one.
Exactly. Thanks. We've been with the ugly child, and now the ass spread.
Spread.
Okay. And by ass spread, we don't mean like butter or anything like that. Okay.
No, never no, mind. No. Okay. Oh, only canola margarine because you know it's the good oil. It's the monounsaturates.
Right. So you've done 80 at the time of this recording. You've done 88 episodes. So
88.
That means that You've been doing it about 30 weeks, so that's about half a year. You started back in July or so, June.
Yeah, you're very good. You're not just an attractive fellow, but you're smart too. Is that what I'm to understand here?
Well, I'm guessing that you've got an eye doctor appointment sometime next week if you said that I was attractive. But anyway, thank you, my dear.
Certainly.
So, but back in June or July, is that when you said?
Yes, it was. I think it was around July that I started of last year.
Now, you say you're not very computer literate.
Oh, dear God, I am so lame. I am so lame. Well, I got laughed at just this morning.
Well, I'm guessing that your lovely husband with the long hair helps you with that then?
Bless your heart. No, actually, he's worse than I am.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. This is a very sad computer house. I mean, I get by the skin of my teeth, and my sweet angel husband asks for advice from me, which shows you just how sad it is here. Just the state of affairs here are miserable.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'll go ahead. Okay. What I was going to say is I have to get outside help. I have a dear friend that, speaking of that message board 4 years ago, I actually made an honest to God in person. He came out here and we became dear friends, and I'm constantly on the emails to him saying, help, I can't get this to work, I can't get that to work. And so that's the only way I can get technical help is from friends.
Well, I can assure you that you and I are on the same lifeboat off the computer Titanic.
Yes.
Because if it had not been for other podcasters out there to step forward and help me, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. You know, it's just,
I'm with you.
Okay, I push this button, I do it this way, I put that there, I do this, and then I have to go over here and push that button, and it all works, and I have no idea why it works or how it works. It's just do what I say, and I follow orders quite nicely.
We really are in the same lifeboat, and unfortunately it has a little hole in the bottom, and the water is rushing in at an alarming rate.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we missed the lifeboat drill. Okay.
Yes, we did. We were out dancing.
Having adult beverages. What the hell?
At least eight.
Exactly. So, anyway, well, now – one of the and you do a single person podcast for the most part. Now I know your dear husband Gooch, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. A very brief story as to why he's Gooch is that very friend that I was talking about suggested to maintain a character from Auntie Mame, and I didn't, of course, want to call my husband by his real name for whatever reason. So he became Gooch. So it is Vera and Gooch here at Shea Charles.
But you also have another character who is on your show on a daily basis.
I think he's talking about me.
That would be my conscience.
Y'all, it is a hoot because Annie Vera talks to her conscience throughout the entire show, and it makes me giggle.
Bless your heart.
Am I gonna be famous now?
Yeah, you're going to be famous now.
Yeah, you're going to be
You're going to be all over the podosphere. I can't keep him quiet, as a matter of fact. I've had several emails that either tell me that more conscience or less conscience, but he's always getting emails.
Well, let your conscience be your guide.
Very good.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. So what's it like to live in the metropolis of Los Angeles or in the San Fernando Valley, excuse me?
Well, it is see, you're not asking a real positive person. I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, and I see the dark underbelly of things very clearly. And out here, if they're not plastic people, they're out to get something from you. And if they don't want something from you, then they're usually serial killers or sociopaths of some kind. Pulling my tongue out of my own cheek. Thank you very much. It's not the warmest of places to live because people are really self-involved and everybody's in friggin' show business.
Right. To include yourself.
Yes, and that is one of the banes of my existence. What's funny is when you called me just a while ago, I was in the process of editing a blog reading that I had done, and the blog reading was about how my life very early got steered into show business and how I had wished that someone, some foreseeing soul, would have been able to steer me away from it, because it's a soul-stealing business. And if you're a sensitive person, and ironically, in order to perform and be a good actor, you have to be a sensitive person. If you are a sensitive person in this business, you are just vulnerable to all kinds of stuff. And I wouldn't be one to carry the banner for a happy showbiz folk, because
I hear you.
okay. Now that I've brought everybody to a screeching, sad downer.
Okay, I have cut my left wrist, and before I
Yes.
cut the right one, no,
Aren't you glad you called?
I am so glad, and I'm sure that if this doesn't get, in fact, I oftentimes encourage my listeners to unsubscribe.
Yes.
From my show. So if this doesn't get them to unsubscribe, I don't think anything ever will.
I'm doing it all for you, baby.
Oh, you are so
It's all
sweet.
for you.
Okay, well, you know what, Auntie Vera, we are about at the end of this episode of The Gaze, but I don't think we've talked to you enough, so would you be kind enough to do another episode
I'm
for the
sorry.
listeners?
I just have no time at
Oh,
all.
you poor.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
Well, everyone, I tell you what, we'll end this one and then we'll record another one, and we'll start off by talking about our medications, you know.
Okay, our medication. Where were you medicated?
Well, I medicate several times a day.
Don't,
So,
well, that, yes.
if people want to subscribe to your podcast, how do they do that?
Well, once again, I am really computer retarded, and they can do it one of two ways. If they want to go to like my MySpace page, and I love the way you say my face and space, whatever you say,
Facebook and my face.
my face cracks me up. I have a MySpace page, and I always put a link to my most current what do we do? Podcast. That's
Right,
it.
right.
Yeah, and that would be myspace.com/AuntieVera. No Charles. If they want to go, Joe, you just are going to ask me to never come back again. If they want to go directly to my pod show link, where I podcast, where I place my, put my podcasts up, that would be, ready, verespeakspodshow.com.
Sweet mother of God.
Yeah, I know. And the reason that this is, I know we're running out of time, so I'll do this really fast. The reason that it's like that is because I'm a computer retard. And when I read, when they said, as I'm reading, you want to now give your show a name, but do not include podshow.com in it, I read as, but include podshow.com in it. So I wanted it to be Vera Speaks at podshow.com. Instead, it's Vera Speaks podshow.com because the idiot put in podshow.com in the title.
Lord, or
Uh-huh.
you know what, everyone? You can just go over to the Big Fatty online and go over there under the Fat Favorites and click on Vera Speaks for
And
real.
you don't need the
You do
www.
not need the www over there, and you can just do that and then subscribe by doing that. And please feel free to offer that to all of your listeners. So, that's going to be it because the music has called us, Auntie Vera,
Okay.
but we will continue this. We're going to continue in just a few moments, and those of you listening will get to hear more of it on the next show. So hang around and we will chit-a-chat a little bit more. So long for now, everyone. Thanks,
Bye.
Annie Vera.
My pleasure, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.